0TR. Bearing 0TR, clear.
0TR, cable.
Hey, sorry, Dave. I had a siren coming from some direction and had to roll my window down. I haven't heard you in a coon's age. Nice to hear you.
It's nice to be heard. Am I hitting the repeater okay?
Yes, sir. Pretty good. No problem.
I just powered down this mobile rig. It gets a little, well, I've actually got it in the house, but it, anyway, it's a ICOM 2300, and it gets a little warm, especially if you're running on high power, so, I need to put a fan on it, I guess.
That's pretty stout radio, if I remember right. Isn't that 65 water?
I've just never had one that got this warm. Of course, it's got the heat sinks on the back, but I don't know. I guess I'd just feel better if it was cooled a little bit.
Never hurts anything. Well, I'm just leaving... Hang on. Not been a great day in one way, and I guess another it has.
We'll see. I got not been a great day. Yeah. I can kind of concur with you there. Hadn't been for me either, but anyway, that's another story.
Yeah. I can go home and take care of the birds. My neighbor said he would, but he hadn't got a key to where the feed's at and that. And Bernie said, I guess they call him a TI and a right eye, a stroke. But she's doing fine. Lost some vision, but they're keeping her. And for some reason, her carotid arteries got plugged up real quick. We haven't checked every 6 months, and they did an MRI and said they were 60% in October, and or when they did the echo, and now tonight they're over 90, or up around 90. So she may have to have surgery. Probably be on Wednesday.
I'll hear that. I didn't realize that was going on.
It was us too. We pulled out of our favorite store yesterday at Aldi's, and she turned around and said, "I can't see you out of my right eye." Mm-hmm. Just that quick. And so they called in an ophthalmologist on Sunday, and she sent her to a retina specialist today. Oh, he was there, I guess about noon. I've lost track, Dave. And he immediately sent us to the emergency room. And he said she probably won't gain her vision back in that eye, but she's gained a little bit of peripheral. And she looks at you, but she can see around your head and that. But they're worried about her having another one, so they got her an observation there. It's not ICU, but they are watching her very, very closely. And from what the... Oh, she's got neurosurgeons, vascular surgeons, you name it. From what they said, they'll probably try to unblock that right carotid artery anyways on Wednesday.
They feel good about that, about her doing the surgery, going through the surgery.
Well, pretty darn healthy, but, don't know, she got sick. We had the COVID, and there's four different things that point towards an eye problem after COVID, and we didn't know this. And we had that. That was our New Year's present. We got over that. I still have a lot of, well, no, not a lot, but some cold in my chest and my head. But doing a lot better. And we're clear. But they really can't answer that if the COVID caused it or not. But it sure did coincide with it, put it that way.
Yeah, it's, yeah, but this new strain that's come out, you know, you just don't know what to expect.
They even said when they did the echo back in October that she was doing better. And that was surprising because it'd been staying stable. But once they get to 70%, then they talk operating on you, you know. Comes back anyways. The doctor, the retina doctor, he just emphatically said no, she probably never gained resight in that eye, but she has some. And she's tough, Dave. And I didn't want to leave her tonight, but Amy said she'd come over and stay with her till 9 o'clock. She's down getting an MRI right now. I don't think there's anything congenital about it, but your prayers are very much appreciated, and she's a tough gal, and you know, sometimes we just gotta go through these things. They never thought I'd live this long, but I fooled them. But I'm trying not to get too far down over this. Funny thing was, that hospital's so big, we were parked in front of the emergency room, and I needed to get out, and I went down to the atrium, and they said, well, you'll have to walk out and go around the hospital. I said, I can't walk that far. I got congestive heart failure. Well, you can't go through that door. And I said, well, you know, can you call security or something and help me out? And this one black lady over there, great big gal, she grabbed a wheelchair and she said, I'll take care of you. I can get through that door. And so she took me over to the emergency room. And then I decided, and she said, well, I got Chick-fil-A here, and I haven't ate since breakfast way early this morning. So I drove around to the front of the hospital, and it's just packed around there. And I got lucky and got a good parking spot. But as I started to go in, all the entrances to the hospital there on the side I was on were blocked. And they had tarps on them. So I had to walk further than what I'd anticipated, but I didn't have to take a nitro, and usually I would when it's cold. But I made it, and I went in, and I thought, boy, Chick-fil-A's always good. I'm telling you, Dave, it wasn't fit for the junkyard. Cold chicken nuggets, which I rarely have ever ate in my life. Cold french fries. It was the worst meal I think I ever had at a restaurant. And this one up there on the way to Hampton is just excellent.
Well, that's kind of strange to hear, because they're usually, on top of their game and everything, so to speak, with their service and their food. Kind of surprised to hear that.
Yeah, they got a Starbucks, they got Chick-fil-A, several different restaurants there. Really looks nice. And there was a lot of various types of people going in there, and I thought, well, it's got to be good. And, oh, geez, I don't know how long it'd been under the red lights, you know. And I gagged it down just to get some nourishment. But that's the least of my worries, Dave. But I just thought I'd warn you, don't eat at the Chick-fil-A at the hospital. Well, if you're wanting to go, Dave, I'll let you go. It's great to hear you this evening, and it's comforting too. KB4CBA in 0TR.
Oh, I'm just sitting here doing a little FT4, and I hadn't been on HF in months. Just got my antenna back up, and about a week ago, so. And I'm really grateful for that. I had a lot of help. And it should be doing as well or better than it ever has.
I knew you had a problem. Have you worked at Crozet Island? I didn't realize until I read a resume on him today that they sent out at Greer Amateur Radio Club. It was really enjoyable while I was at the hospital there, waiting on Bernice to get an MRI or a CT scan. And I had worked Crozet, I think, 13 years ago, something like that, from what they said on there. I got a card from them. But I guess it's not been occupied since then, and there's just one guy there, and he's got two TS-590s. And I think he's working CW mostly and FT-8. But it's a real rare one, which I don't care. I work them all. But from what I'm told by Ariel and the guys, it's pretty rare. So if you hear him, he's a Fox Tango 8 Whiskey Whiskey.
Email about it, and but I have not seen him on... hurting. So I don't know. He has been successful at eluding me anyway.
I don't know anything about those computer-generated HF things, but he's been on there a lot from what I've heard and made, I forget how many tens of thousands of contacts. Pretty commendable for one guy. When they put in for the license, from what he said, they just put it in for one person because they thought there was more of a chance, you know, with all the environmental and climate rules and all of that. And he got the permit, but oh my, that ship he's down there on, if you go to his website, is huge. I can't imagine, it had to be $500,000 de-expedition, just guessing. And seemed like a real nice guy. And he dreamed of putting that on the air someday, and he finally got her done, kind of like Larry the Cable Guy.
See it set up. That's really interesting. But don't you know that there's got to be a lot of people looking for him? Because if he's the only guy on the island, you know, everybody wants to work him.
Well, you know, it's been probably a week ago, I heard him on 20 meters, and I thought, well, 20 meters is dead, because it was about 10:30 at night, I would guess, Dave. And usually, it's just not there, but the sunspots have been doing really well, and the propagation's increased, of course. So I went up there to 14013, and I noticed, man, there's a terrible crowd there on CW on the Bandscope. So I looked for the split, and I thought, well, I'm just working for the heck of it. I looked it up in my chart, and it said that I had working years ago on 20 sideband. So I thought, well, I'll try. I wouldn't have done it if I'd already worked him there. And so I noticed the split was, most guys are 1, 2, or 3 KCs up. And I kept searching above that, and I caught him at 14005. And he come back so clearly, I thought it was a pirate. So the next day I checked it on Club Blog, and like I said, he just got two TS-590s and a little bitty hoots there that he's working out of. I think there's 34 guys there on the island, but he's the only ham operator. Through the French government to land on Crozet, but that's a ship, man, that they come in there on, and it just makes you wonder, I mean, guy, he might as well be a Navy SEAL, as much as it is to get on that island. But he finally got her down. Terry, I think his name or something like that. I can't pronounce it in French, of course. But some of those places, like K4SV, he's been to Peter Island, and I think there's been more men on the moon than has been on Peter Island. That's another good one. And I don't know when it'll ever come up again. It's down by the Antarctic. I've worked the Antarctic area a lot of times. Many, many Russians down there. I've talked to them. I've worked them on CW. From Kansas, and it was fairly easy. And I've talked to them from here. It's not highly unusual. But that little bitty island, I guess, is. And I looked at a picture of it on QRZ, and then I went to the satellite map. You get an idea. It's just a big chunk of ice. They've had 30 to 140 kilometer per hour winds every day.
Oh, I tell you, you know, they can have that. I don't even like what we get up here. You know, when it's a cold's one thing, but that wind, I mean, good Lord. And it, you know, those temperatures and you got wind, I mean, you know, it's just like a knife cutting through you. And I just can't imagine.
In western Kansas, which is about as flat as a pancake, when it was 4, 5, 6 degrees and 15, 20, 30 mile an hour wind and the snow, and I ain't kidding no more, Dave. I couldn't do that. But it's pretty treacherous in western Kansas in the, about like life below zero in the summertime, or in the wintertime. But I always enjoyed it, you know, what little I ever went out there. But again, oh, Dave, Mauvais Island's going to be on towards the end of the month. I don't know what the call is, but it's a very rare one, too, that I know a lot of old-timers don't even have that, and I don't. But I don't go for numbers. I go for the enjoyment, and so I'll try to get him. But it gets hard. I mean, this guy is as hard as to get as Heard Island was, I'm sure. And Heard Island's a little bit further. But this guy's 2,592 miles southeast of South Africa. He's down there a long ways. Dave, I've just turned in, so I'll let you go, and I'm going to get inside. I got to go over to my neighbor's and pick up a package. I think I'll just turn around and drive over there. Nice talking to you, Dave. Thanks for riding with me. KB4CBA, and 0GR's clear.
Well, always a pleasure, and with certainly say a prayer for Bernice and tonight and you know, in the next few days here, and hope things go well. If you need something, holler, and you take care. 73's and then always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll talk to you later. N0TR KB4CBA.